Turn on, tune in, read more, and discover a world of stories. Sponsored by National Book Tokens. Hello there, my name is Stephen Butler and I'm your guide on this big celebration of books, the World of Stories online podcast series. And today we've got a very special one because it's written and illustrated by our very own children's laureate, Chris Riddell. So I would like to introduce to you Miss Ottoline Brown, an exceptionally inquisitive mistress of disguise, and her partner in crime is Mr. Munro. No puzzle is ever too tricky for the two of them to solve. Ottoline lives in a stylish apartment in Big City with a small hairy creature called Mr. Munro. Together they look after the Brown family's eclectic collections and dabble in a spot of detective work. So they are first to the scene of the crime when a string of high society dog nappings and jewel thefts hit Big City. Ottoline, who luckily has a diploma from the Who Are You Academy of Disguise, and Mr. Munro go undercover and expose an ingenious scam masterminded by furry feline crook, the Yellow Cat. So reading an excerpt from the book, we have Ronnie and Kona.
Ottoline lived on the 24th floor of the Pepper Pot building. It was called the P.W. Huffledink Tower, but it looked just like a pepper pot, so everyone called it the Pepper Pot building. She lived in apartment 243 with Mr. Munro, who was small and hairy, and didn't like the rain or having his hair brushed. He was from a bog in Norway. Ottoline, on the other hand, loved all kinds of weather, particularly rain, because she liked splashing in puddles. She also liked brushing Mr. Munro's hair. She found it very relaxing, and it helped her to think, especially if there was a tricky problem to solve or a clever plan to work out. Ottoline liked solving tricky problems and working out clever plans even more than she liked splashing in puddles. She kept her eyes and ears open in case she came across anything unusual or interesting. So did Mr. Munro. Ottoline had a notebook where she jotted down things she saw and worked out clever plans. Last Tuesday, Mr. Munro came across a mouse called Robert in the kitchen. Ottoline's parents travelled the world collecting interesting things. Apartment 243 was full of the things that they collected. Her parents had promised that one day, when she was older, Ottoline could join them on their travels, but until then she was to stay at home and look after their collections. Ottoline didn't mind too much, because she had Mr. Munro for company. These collections included emperor's hats, meteorites, seashells, extremely small paintings, snuff bottles, hot water bottles, blue bottles, butterfly collector's nets, portable fish bowls, parrot clocks, masks, leaking cups, and mysterious objects of various kinds. One day, while out for an afternoon stroll, Mr. Munro noticed a poster stuck to a lamppost outside Gruberman's Korean Theatre. He carefully peeled it off and folded it up. Then he put it under his arm, as, being small and hairy, Mr. Munro didn't have any pockets. He took it home with him. Later that afternoon, Ottoline was dusting the four-spouted teapot collection when she felt a tap on her shoulder. It was Mr. Munro. He showed her the poster from the lamppost outside Gruberman's Korean Theatre. The poster from the lamppost said,
"Lost. A Penangese lapdog answers to the name Rupert Pom Pom Fluffytail. Much missed by his loving owner. Large reward. Contact Mrs. Loretta Lloyd, apartment 11112, the Clown's Hat Building, 3rd Street, BC.
"How interesting," Ottoline said. "You don't have any more of these by any chance?"
I thought that was absolutely amazing. I know I'd like to live in the P.W. Huffledink Tower. But if Ottoline isn't quite your speed, and if you'd like to try something else maybe, why don't you head over to www.worldbookday.com, where there's all the other podcasts for you to listen to, and I know you will find a book that is just perfect for you. Happy reading. you like what you heard? Visit your local bookshop or library to get the whole story.
J-I-B-B-A, J-A-B-B-A.